Greetings, ADN. This is episode 21 of the Tech Times. I believe it is episode 21. This is the first episode for 2015. And according to at least the last episode that I marked, this should be episode 20, I believe. It's been a year almost. Anyway, snow's coming down. I'm actually literally sitting in traffic right now. It's hardly moving. I'm not sure why I even decided to go into work today. But since I have the time and since the traffic is pretty much at a standstill, why not give you another episode of the Tech Times? A lot of things have happened over the last year since I broadcasted, so I'm not really going to talk about anything specific. I will cover a couple topics. CES 2015 is going on right now, and there's a lot of Wi-Fi gadgetry that's being introduced. Everything from Wi-Fi tea kettles to a lot of home connected devices, which I can't remember exactly some of the examples that I read about so far in passing, but Wi-Fi tea kettle. That's something I want to look into because I'm trying to find out what the use of it would actually be. As we know, there's been a lot of breaching of networks going on. The Sony attack happened a couple months ago, or maybe 2 months ago, actually. Financial institutions, department stores are continuing to be breached. Speaking of which, there's a movie coming out on January 16th called Black Hat, which I'm very much looking forward to seeing. I think it stars Chris Hemsworth, and the movie was written and directed by Michael Vann, so I think that might be a solo go for me. I'm going to see when I find it playing and steal away from the rest of the family and go enjoy that. Currency, Apple Pay. I understand that mobile payments are advancing. They're evolving. I understand Apple Pay may be available at the gas station soon. I know that my credit union offers Apple Pay, and I know there's a number of other institutions that offer that as well. Not sure whether I'm on board with that yet, but the convenience is definitely there. I mean, you don't have to hand over your credit card anymore. Your credit card information is actually not stored on your phone, from what I understand, but is embedded in some sort of token on your phone. So that should be interesting. See how that evolves as the year progresses. Other than that, wearables are still big. There's a number of watches out. I'm not sure if the Apple Watch is slated to hit the market this month or next month, but I've seen a number of Sony watches and Pebble Steel and a couple of other ones that are really nice. There's a company, I think, called Withing, W-I-T-H-I-N-G, I believe it is. Anyway, the name of the watch is called Activite, I think it is. A smart-looking watch, no pun intended, really nice-looking. I actually happen to like Motorola's watch as well. That's a really nice-looking watch. I actually like it better than most pictures of the Apple Watch that I've seen. So anyway, that's a smorgasbord of events, tech events going on, at least those that have come across my radar. Hope everybody enjoyed their Christmas and is doing well as we are entered, into the beginning of 2015. Take care and hope to bring you many more Tech Times in the near future. Something I'd like to get back into. Have a great day. If it is snowing where you are, be careful. At this rate, looks like it's going to take me about another hour to get to work. I should have stayed home. Have a great day.